a word for you from 2 Chronicles 15 verse 2. And he went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you, but if you forsake him, he will forsake you." This principle, this law, an eternal principle, is given by God directly to Asa through the prophet Azariah. But it's not just to him, it's given to us as well. That is why it's in the Bible. And this is always true, that while you are with him, he's with you. If you seek him, he will make himself available to be found. In other words, he will be found by you. Many people expect that God must do the decision making for them, as if though God must make you to seek him. God must make you to stop sin. Well, it is very wrong. It is completely off the track, and it is unbiblical to think like that, because throughout the Bible, the Lord emphasizes this eternal law. He loves his people to seek him. Even though you might say, "But I found him. How can I seek God when I've found him?" Well, seek more of him. There's so much more to be had of God. Continue to seek him. Then you will never be in danger of sliding back, drifting back into the old life. It does warn that if you forsake him, he will forsake you. You see, you are the initiator. Wenokalayo uma umfulathela uNkulunkulu, uyafunga la ukuthi naye uzokufulathela. Remember that. Remember that today. Make it a principle of your life. This shouldn't make you to fear, but it should make you to stand in reverential awe of God. This is what God is like. He does all the victory for me, but as long as I'm with him. And so it is, the Lord Jesus takes this principle and makes it even higher by saying that if you abide in me, I will abide in you. So here it says in 2 Chronicles 15, the Lord being with you. But in John 15 it says he will be in you. And that's not the only place where the Lord Jesus promises that. And Paul and other authors of the New Testament make it very clear that God now has come to indwell us by his Holy Spirit. As long as you are with him, are you abiding in him, then he will abide in you.